Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Stephen Dutzman, and I am your host. I am also the founder of EngagedFamilyGaming.com. That is a website on the internet where parents like myself and my co-hosts come together to give everyone the information they need to get their family game on. This is going to be an interesting week. So just to give everybody like a quick warm-up, this is PAX East week. I will be there. I'm actually speaking on a panel that will be on Friday morning at 11, I want to say. I'll give more details all over my socials tonight. So if you're going to be at PAX East, by all means, hit me up on Twitter, at EF Gaming. That's where I'm going to be doing a lot of my communication. Hit me up on Twitter there, or, you know, message me on the Facebook page. I'd love to meet everybody, you know, sign stuff, take pictures, do whatever. So I think that'd be a whole lot of fun. This week is going to have, I'm going to do an episode today, I'm going to do an episode tomorrow, and then I'm going to do an episode on Wednesday, and then I am not certain if I will be doing, you know, when I'll be putting up bonus episodes. I know that my goal is to produce, I might even be producing like multiple EFG Daily Commute, like special editions, while I am at PAX, to, you know, kind of give minute-to-minute impressions if I can. I'm not really sure what my schedule is going to look like because I'm still kind of ironing everything out. But this week, even if I don't do that, this week is absolutely bananas. Here's what's going on. Today, and this is kind of the topic for today, I know the big news right now is that Nintendo is preparing to launch two new Switch versions this year, one of them being a high-end version, and the other being like a Switch Lite. The idea being, you know, there are obviously people who love the Switch. There is definitely an audience that wants more performance, and that audience that wants more performance would be willing to pay a premium for a Switch that maybe has longer battery life, or can maybe a 1080p display in handheld. You know, like people really looking for more power, right? There definitely is an audience that would pay a premium for that. Maybe more built-in storage, stuff like that. But on the other end, and I think this is where it's that was going to happen no matter what, right? The Nintendo, or rather Sony and Microsoft, already kind of paved the way for the idea of like a pro console with the Xbox One X and the PS4 Pro. They have normalized that. That's a, people want that from the Switch. So a Switch Pro, I think, was kind of a given. And I think it was going to come out now? I don't know. But I knew that it was a given, right? Anytime that they came out and just announced a fancier Switch, I certainly wasn't going to question it. But the more, the smarter move, the bigger move, that I think is one that not a lot of folks, you know, guaranteed, but I think it makes a ton of sense, is actually making a less powerful version. More appropriately, making a version that doesn't have all the bells and whistles, maybe doesn't have HD Rumble, or, you know, maybe it is only portable, right? The a Switch Lite, especially if they found a way to package it without a dock, maybe because it can't dock, right? Like removing that, the ability for it to sit in the cradle, or really even just bundling it differently, right? Like, making a version, if they could somehow get the Switch, a Switch Lite or something, down to $200, if they could do that, if they could somehow get a Switch down to $200, absolutely bananas. Because the thing we got to remember is they're sunsetting the 3DS. You know, the 3DS has lived a good life, but it's time to go, right? I mean, it's been out for a very long time. The 3DS has actually been around for longer than I've been running Engaged Family Gaming. I remember writing about the 3DS announcement on The Examiner when I was writing for that website, like kind of just figuring out how to put words together, right? And now it's lived a good life, and they are definitely seeing success with the Switch. And not only is it successful on its own, but it's actually making all of their software more efficient. And here's what I mean by that. Before, they had to split their development up, and they had development teams that were working just as hard to make 3DS games that they couldn't sell for $60. They were selling them for $40. Whereas now, they could all, you know, they make first-party games. They absolutely could sell them for $60. And they're working, you know, they're working hard, but they're putting the same amount of, you know, craft and creativity, which is at a premium for Nintendo, right? Because they are so good, and their stuff is so great. And by dividing all of, and also dividing everything onto two systems, means that he had to sacrifice one for the other. I mean, we remember towards the tail end of the Wii U, there were years where the Wii U really didn't have a lot, and they had to lean on the 3DS. Well, just imagine if all of those were games for one system. It would have kind of saved the day for Nintendo. And that's what Nintendo's dealing with now, is they're firing on all cylinders. All their games are coming out for Switch, and as a result, they have releases every month, just about. And yeah, maybe they can't necessarily keep up that kind of momentum, but, you know, they'll be forgiven, you know, considering how much there is to play on this thing. And so the idea of creating a Switch that costs $200 or close to it means that's basically the price of a 3DS XL at its peak, $200, or at, not necessarily at its peak, but, you know, towards the end of its life, they were $200. Maybe you were buying it on sale for, you know, $189, but like, that's where it was. If a Switch Lite ends up coming in at that price, I can definitely see a lot of parents, and a lot of people in general saying, you know what, I was a 3DS gamer, but now I will, you know, switch over. I can imagine lots of parents being like, all right, well, the natural replacement for handhelds is this Switch thing, and it's $200, and it's a handheld, which is just like what my kids do. I can't imagine they wouldn't use it. So, that's just such a great idea. So I hope that these reports are true. Now, the report I read on the Wall Street Journal indicates that these things could be announced as soon as E3 and then release sooner than that. I mean, if they really want to feel the benefit of a $200 Switch, they need to put it out now. You know, they need to get it out and have the supply chains put together, and they need to get them in stores and the marketing done before holiday, right? And this summer, I mean, summertime is when publications and magazines, et cetera, start working on their holiday gift guide. A little bit behind the curtain. We've been backing it up every year, you know, as our operation gets a little bit bigger. Our holiday gift guide, our first meeting for the holiday gift guide, no joke, is the week after E3. Like, that's when we're scheduling our very first holiday thing. So, Nintendo has got to be ready for that, because we're behind the eight ball on that. We're just a little, you know, we're smaller, so we're a little bit more nimble. So we're starting working on our holiday gift guide in, you know, June, as opposed to like now. And so they got to do it. I can't even imagine. Think about this. Pokemon comes this year. Could you imagine, you know, right now, Switch is $300 and no game. Could you imagine like how excited, you know, I mean, admittedly, not everybody can do this, but again, video games are a high-end luxury entertainment product. But imagine for a moment a holiday where a Switch, $200, Pokemon, $60. So for under $300, you're coming home with the Switch Lite, one of the Pokemon games, and, you know, somebody throws in a little eShop card so you get Fortnite with a battle pass. That's amazing. value. That's the thing, right? Like, the Switch Lite. Assuming the Switch Lite can play all the same games. But the reality is, a $200 Fortnite machine that you can also play Pokemon on, or vice versa. I mean, I don't know a 10-year-old that wouldn't jump at that. Now, what would they have to cut out? I don't really know. I think the first thing would be selling it without a dock. And that by itself could be enough for some situations, right? Like, if you pack it without a dock, and, you know, if you package it without a dock, that by default saves a little bit of money, right? And then, you know, maybe they change the form factor a little bit. I mean, this is where it gets a little bit tricky, because I don't know exactly what they would be doing. However, you know, they're smarter than me, right? A little bit, some subtle changes in the packaging, you know, removing the dock, all of those things can, you know, and obviously, you know, they might have to eat a little bit, maybe make a little bit less profit on this thing, but the volume of Switches that they would sell, that would then help them with software. I mean, traditionally, it has been software that has made game companies their money. It hasn't been the hardware. But Nintendo has traditionally not wanted to get into that fight. They try to make at least a reasonable margin on all of their consoles. If for some reason they decided not to do that and just put out a very inexpensive Switch, I think and maybe even take a loss or break even on it, that could change everything. I don't know. So we're obviously going to have to keep our eyes on this. Right now, these are quote-unquote reports. But at any time, these reports could be announcements. And obviously, once those announcements come out, we'll talk about it on our, you know, on the primary podcast or here on an EFG Daily Commute. So in other news, both Sony and Microsoft have essentially Sony and Microsoft Directs today and tomorrow. So tomorrow morning, I will be reporting on some of the big announcements, if there were any, from Family Gaming, from the PlayStation State of the Game. I don't want to call it event, but it's a video that they're releasing. State of the Game. We don't really know what it is. It could be anything. But that's happening today. And then tomorrow is an Xbox focused on indie games, kind of like the indie showcase from last week. So I will be highlighting the relevant Family Gaming news from both of those programs. I do hope everybody has a wonderful day. I will talk to you tomorrow. And until next time, don't forget to get your family game on. We'll see you soon. Bye.